Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into My Morning Routine by Benjamin Spall and Michael Zander. Published in 2018, this book offers an insightful exploration into the morning habits of 64 successful individuals. Not merely a collection of stories, this guide provides practical advice for transforming your mornings from dreaded to delightful, setting a positive trajectory for the entire day. Benjamin Spall, a prolific writer in the United States, has enriched various publications, including The Huffington Post, with his engaging prose. Co-author Michael Zander, hailing from Berlin, Germany, brings his expertise as a trained engineer and product designer. Together, they founded an independent online magazine also titled My Morning Routine, which further investigates the power of morning rituals worldwide. This book is a must-read for anyone who feels overwhelmed by the morning chaos, be it the sleep-deprived, ambitious self-starters keen on boosting productivity, or parents in search of a smoother start to their days. Join us as we uncover how a thoughtful morning routine can significantly enhance your daily effectiveness and overall well-being. My Morning Routine: How Successful People Start Every Day Inspired. Introduction. Discover the secrets to a powerful morning routine. How many times have you heard the saying, "The early bird catches the worm"? In My Morning Routine, by Benjamin Spall and Michael Zander, this age-old adage comes to life through the personal stories of 64 top achievers from various fields. These individuals, from artists and entrepreneurs to Olympic athletes, understand something vital. The first hours of the day hold tremendous potential to influence success. Unlike prescriptive self-help guides that dictate your every move, this book serves as a source of inspiration. It invites you to adapt and experiment with various morning habits to construct a personalized routine that uplifts and prepares you for the day ahead. The idea is to find a morning rhythm that aligns with your life circumstances and personal goals. Delve into the diverse morning habits that fuel productivity and joy. Discover how an artist might wake up at dawn to jot down fresh dreams, or how a CEO finds clarity through 30 minutes of morning meditation. Even athletes share how rigorous early workouts are not just about physical health, but about mental well-being too. Through these narratives, you'll explore vital components of a rejuvenating morning, such as the essential role a restful night's sleep plays in daily achievements, strategies for crafting a morning routine that seamlessly includes family time, the profound impact of morning exercise on both body and mind. Step into the world of optimized mornings and let this book guide you towards creating a morning ritual that not just revives, but transforms your day-to-day life. Part 1. Make Every Morning Count with a Purposeful Wake-Up Call. Imagine the typical morning struggle. The blare of the alarm breaks the silence, and you're stretching in the dim light, tempted to hit snooze. Yet, there's another way to view mornings, not as a grim wrestle with the daybreak, but as a prime time filled with potential, waiting to be seized. Having a compelling reason to get out of bed can transform your morning from mundane to extraordinary. Success stories often start with a morning charged by a significant task. Consider Leo Raphael Reif, president of MIT. Rather than snuggling under the covers till the last minute, he's up well before his 6 a.m. alarm. His drive to sift through his inbox and connect with global developments at MIT propels him out of bed early. His proactive mornings are about staying informed and ahead in a fast-paced global landscape. But even if you aren't managing a worldwide institution, having a personal passion waiting for you at dawn can be just as motivating. Take, for instance, Caroline Paul, an author whose mornings are reserved for her cherished reading time. Starting her day immersed in literature not only fuels her writing, but provides a peaceful retreat from the world's demands. Then there's Andre Wagner, a street photographer in New York, who sets out early to capture the city as it awakens. For him, the best light for photography comes at dawn, and missing it isn't an option. Beyond having a morning motivation, there's a simple, effective way to ensure a sharp start. avoid the snooze button. Data collated from interviews with seasoned early risers showed a significant number avoid using snooze. While tempting, those extra minutes of fitful sleep can leave you groggier than waking with your first alarm. Ultimately, discovering what morning rituals propel you best is a personal journey. Not every successful person's routine will resonate with or work for you. The key is to try different approaches, retain what enhances your mornings, and discard what doesn't. This method ensures that when the alarm goes off, you're not just waking up, you're rising with intention and excitement for what lies ahead. Part 2. Unlock your peak productivity by harnessing the power of morning focus. Ever felt like there just aren't enough hours in the day for everything you want to accomplish? Maybe the solution isn't finding more time, but rather making smarter use of the time you have, particularly the morning hours. For many successful people, mornings are golden hours for tackling the most significant tasks without distractions. Consider Sheena Brady, the entrepreneur behind Tease Tea. She carves out her early hours, from 7 to 11 Sue, exclusively for her business, before she shifts her focus to her duties at Shopify for the rest of the day. Similarly, author and speaker Todd Henry treasures his morning time. He reshaped his schedule to ensure that his peak creative hours are reserved for what matters most to him, writing and researching. This intentional structuring of time magnifies his productivity and the quality of his output. One effective strategy to ensure mornings remain productive is to delay opening your emails. This approach is championed by author Ryan Holiday, who prioritizes doing at least one significant task each morning before checking his inbox. Whether it's writing, exercising, or simply planning your day, engaging in a proactive task first sets a positive tone and asserts control over your schedule. Echoing this sentiment is Shane Parrish, creator of the Farnham Street blog, who noticed a significant improvement in his mornings when he stopped starting his day reacting to emails. By doing so, he reclaimed his mornings to focus on proactive rather than reactive work. Moreover, creating a morning agenda can be enormously beneficial. Jeff Colvin, a senior editor at Fortune magazine, practices this by writing a to-do list every morning. This list guides his priorities throughout the day, ensuring that he begins with the tasks that are most critical. However, it's crucial to remember that there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Chris Guillebeau, a prolific writer, actually finds starting his day with emails works best for him. It highlights the importance of personalizing your morning routine to fit what works best for your productivity and mental clarity. Next, we dive into how integrating specific workout routines into your morning can further enhance your mental and physical readiness for the day ahead. Part 3. Kickstart your day with energy, the transformative power of morning exercise. Exercise, as universally acknowledged, is beneficial for both body and mind, a sentiment strongly supported by the daily routines of the achievers interviewed in My Morning Routine. A striking 79% of these successful individuals incorporate daily exercise into their mornings, maximizing the holistic advantages it offers. Take Caroline Burkle, an American Olympic swimmer and bronze medalist, who wakes up at 5:30 a.m. and begins her day with a gym session. For her, this morning workout is less about physical training and more a form of moving meditation, setting a serene yet energized tone for the day ahead. Then there's Sherry Lansing, former president of 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, who underscores the value of consistency in her workout routine. Though occasional skips are inevitable, she identifies exercise as the cornerstone of her morning, crucial for feeling empowered throughout the day. However, the key to a sustainable exercise regimen is moderation and variety. Overworking one set of muscles repetitively can lead to injuries and a loss of motivation. Sherry Lansing mixes her routine with Pilates on Mondays and Wednesdays and combines treadmill running with weightlifting on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This variety keeps her engaged and ensures all muscle groups are addressed. Similarly, retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal starts his day at 4 a.m. with a 90-minute workout that alternates between running and weight training. This strategy not only improves physical stamina, but also maintains a high level of mental alertness and commitment. For those just starting with a morning exercise routine, the key is to set realistic goals. Starting small and scaling up gradually can help embed this new habit without the burden of overwhelming expectations. For instance, integrating simple exercises into existing morning routines, like doing jumping jacks while waiting for coffee, can effectively ease you into a more active lifestyle. Julie Zhuo, Vice President of Product Design at Facebook, illustrates this beautifully by incorporating just 10-15 minutes on her cross trainer into her morning. This manageable duration makes her exercise routine as habitual and essential as brushing her teeth, removing the psychological hurdle of a daunting, time-consuming workout. Lastly, planning plays a crucial role in maintaining a consistent exercise schedule. Kevin Cleary, CEO of Clif Bar & Company, dedicates time each Sunday to strategically plan his workouts around his professional and personal commitments. This flexibility allows him to adapt his exercise routine as necessary, reducing the likelihood of skipped sessions and fostering a resilient commitment to fitness. By emulating these strategies, you can transform your mornings into a springboard for daily success, enhancing both your physical health and mental clarity, setting a proactive tone for the rest of your day. Part 4. Embrace the calm. How morning meditation enhances daily focus and clarity. Skepticism around meditation is not uncommon, given its portrayal as a modern trend. However, the consistent practice among successful individuals featured in My Morning Routine suggests a deeper value. Over half of those interviewed have woven meditation into their morning rituals, attesting to its profound impact on their day-to-day lives. For instance, Michael Acton Smith, CEO of Calm, hosts a group meditation session each morning at his company's headquarters. Although he jokes about it sounding very Californian, he insists it's an essential practice for a focused start to the workday. Similarly, Aistagh Gazdar, founder of the Wild Food Cafe in London, finds morning meditation crucial for addressing her day's challenges head-on. With early meditative sessions, she clears her mind of clutter, allowing clarity and calm to dictate her actions throughout the day. The commitment to meditation can reach formidable levels among some high achievers. Ed Catmull, president of Pixar and Walt Disney Animation Studios, dedicates 30 to 60 minutes daily to meditation, maintaining a streak of uninterrupted practice over the years. He credits this practice with equipping him to handle unforeseen challenges with a calm and measured approach. Equally dedicated is novelist and Zen Buddhist priest Ruth Ozeki, who ensures her mornings begin with meditation, a practice she prioritizes over all else, save for perhaps enjoying a morning coffee in bed. Whether facing a demanding day of teaching or a quieter one dedicated to writing, she relies on meditation to set the groundwork for mindfulness and productivity. For those intrigued by the potential benefits of morning meditation but unsure where to start, consider integrating mindfulness into simple daily routines. Begin by focusing entirely on the present moment while performing mundane tasks like making coffee. This practice of anchoring awareness in the here and now is the essence of meditation and can be a smooth, accessible entry point into a larger habit of daily mindfulness. By adopting this practice, you're not just performing an activity, you're training your mind to focus and expand its capacity for calm. This foundational habit promises to enhance not only your mornings, but can improve overall resilience and clarity throughout your day. Part 5. Start the day with me time to energize your creativity and productivity. While morning routines are often geared towards boosting productivity, they should also include moments dedicated purely to you. It's not just about getting ahead with work tasks. It's about setting a personal tone that carries you smoothly through the day's demands. Melody McCloskey, CEO of Styleseat, exemplifies this beautifully. Rising at 5:45 a.m., she uses her first waking hour for personal tasks, preparing both her space and mindset for the day ahead. This early start gives her a sense of control and readiness, increasing her productivity and overall happiness. However, Personal time in the morning isn't just about getting ahead on chores or work. It's also a chance to engage with your passions, which can significantly enhance your creative energies. For instance, artist Ella Luna begins her day by recording her dreams. This practice not only taps into her subconscious insights, but also fuels her artwork, directly influencing her creative output. Likewise, illustrator and instructor Yuko Shimizu opts for a slower train commute just to carve out an extra 5 minutes for reading. This simple choice enriches her morning, transforming a routine commute into an opportunity for personal enrichment. These examples underscore the value of integrating personal interests and tasks into your morning routine. The key is not to rush into the demands of the day, but to allow yourself a slow and intentional start. This approach doesn't just prepare you for the immediate tasks at hand, but also helps in maintaining a calm and composed demeanor throughout the day. Next, we will explore how evening preparations can further enhance your morning routine, ensuring you start each day with clarity and purpose. Part 6, Evening Preparations, the Secret to a Successful Morning Routine. While mornings are the focal point of establishing a productive daily rhythm, the foundation for a successful morning actually starts the night before. Ensuring you conclude your day properly can dramatically enhance how you start the next one. Central to this premise is the importance of a restful night's sleep. Disconnecting from digital distractions is a critical first step in this process. For many successful individuals, this means physically disconnecting from the internet. Nir Eyal, a renowned author and entrepreneur, sets a nightly routine where his router automatically shuts off internet access at 10 in the evening, helping him get to bed by 11. David Cadavy, an author and podcast host, also adopts a technology-free routine by turning off all screens at 10 and wearing blue blocker goggles to minimize disruptive light, opting instead for calming activities like reading. Emails too can be a source of stress and distraction evenings. Jenny Blake, a respected author and speaker, stops checking her emails after 5 p.m., allowing her to wind down without the stress of unresolved work issues hanging over her head. She also engages in reflective practices before bed, pondering the day's ups and downs, which aids in mental closure and promotes quicker, more restful sleep. Math teacher and author Jose Luis Wilson finds solace in simplicity, such as drinking a cup of chamomile tea before bed to signify to his body that it's time to wind down. Moreover, a bit of evening organization can pave the way for a smoother morning. Bob Moore, founder of Bob's Red Mill, lays out his clothes for the next day every night. This simple act eliminates morning decisions, allowing him to start his day with one less thing to worry about. By incorporating these evening rituals, disconnecting from technology, avoiding late-night email checks, engaging in reflective or meditative practices, and preparing for the next day, you can enhance not only your sleep quality, but also your overall morning effectiveness. These proactive steps ensure you wake refreshed and ready to tackle the day with renewed vigor and clarity. Part 7. Embrace quality sleep for a naturally energized morning. Struggling to wake up in the morning often points to one major lifestyle factor: inadequate rest. The impact of a good night's sleep reaches beyond just improving your morning alertness. It fundamentally enhances your overall well-being. Arianna Huffington, the founder of the Huffington Post, learned the critical importance of sleep after a severe incident of sleep deprivation led to her collapsing and sustaining an injury. This wake-up call, pun intended, led her to prioritize her sleep, targeting a consistent 8 hours each night. Now, she sets a nightly goal to be in bed by 11 p.m. and has adjusted so well that she no longer relies on an alarm clock to wake up. Similarly, Scott Adams, the creator behind the popular comic Dilbert, organizes his life around sleep to maintain his mental sharpness, emphasizing that sleep deprivation can significantly reduce cognitive function to the tune of dropping 10 IQ points. His routine involves waking up early when his brain is most active, but also ensuring he's in bed by 11 p.m. to secure enough rest. Venture capitalist Brad Feld shares a cautionary tale about the dangers of disrupting natural sleep patterns. Previously, adhering to a rigid schedule of waking at 5 a.m., regardless of his time zone, Feld found himself battling a major depressive episode due to chronic sleep deficits. His recovery strategy? Letting his body dictate his waking time, which varies from as early as 5:30 a.m. to as late as 9 a.m., ensuring that he accumulates the necessary amount of sleep each night. These anecdotes underline that, while mornings are crucial, they are deeply influenced by how you end your day. Establishing a regular bedtime and allowing your body to wake naturally can often negate the need for an alarm, leading to a more refreshed and productive start to your day. If adjusting your wake-up time isn't feasible, strive for consistency in your sleep schedule and make up for any deficits when possible. This commitment to rest is not just about escaping grogginess. It's about reclaiming your mental clarity and ensuring your health is a priority. Part 8. Navigating mornings with kids, adjusting to their rhythms, and finding joy. For those who had perfected their morning routine pre-parenthood, the arrival of children can drastically alter the start of the day. But while this change can be jarring, it also presents a rich opportunity for adaptation and joy. Children, much like adults, thrive on routine. Understanding and integrating this can make mornings smoother for everyone involved. For many parents, their children naturally become their new morning alarms. This isn't just a humorous anecdote, it's a reality that calls for parents to recalibrate their morning schedules. Take Nick Bilton, a special correspondent for Vanity Fair, who recounts how his morning shifted from a pre-kid routine of waking at 6 a.m. for some uninterrupted work time to being woken at 5:30 a.m. by his toddler. Similarly, Biz Stone, co-founder of Twitter, has his schedule dictated by his 5-year-old, turning the early hours into playtime and thus beautifully integrating family into his morning ritual. For parents looking to carve out time for personal or work tasks, the solution lies in rising even before their young alarm clocks. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, for example, wakes up between 5:00 and 6:30 a.m., claiming a few precious hours for himself before his twins wake at 7:30 a.m. Adapting your morning routine isn't just about managing time. It's about redefining what successful mornings look like. Rather than mourning the loss of your old routines, embracing the new rhythm with your children can bring unexpected pleasures and a deeper sense of connection. Ultimately, the goal is to find a balance that allows for personal time while also cherishing the moments with your family once everyone is up. For those with demanding jobs, like Ferguson, who often works late, prioritizing joyful and engaging family mornings becomes even more crucial. Part 9. Maintain your morning momentum even while traveling. Traveling introduces a shift in environment and schedule that can disrupt well-established morning routines. Yet, maintaining some semblance of your home routine while on the road can help keep you centered and productive, whether you're traveling for business or pleasure. Incorporating elements of your daily routine during travels can be less about replication and more about adaptation. Model and activist Cameron Russell epitomizes this approach. Constantly traveling for work, she has redefined her concept of routine to be more about weaving valued activities into whatever the day's schedule may hold. For Cameron, this means ensuring she always finds time to read, whether it's between appointments or during downtime in transit. For those who prefer simplicity and consistency, venture capitalist M.G. Siegler opts for a universal solution, such as grabbing a bottled Starbucks Frappuccino. His choice capitalizes on the global availability of the product, allowing him to maintain a piece of his morning routine regardless of his location. Yet, embracing the unique opportunities of various travel locations can also enrich your morning routine. Peter Balita, president of education technology at Texas Instruments, uses his background in science and mathematics to adapt his morning workout to fit his current locale. Be it a jog along the Great Wall of China or improvising exercises in a hotel room, Balita tailors his routine to enhance his experience of each new environment. These strategies underscore the importance of flexibility and creativity in preserving morning habits while traveling. Even if your routine looks different from one day to the next, the key is to keep the core ethos of your morning time intact. This adaptability not only makes traveling less disruptive, but also adds a layer of personal care that can make trips more enjoyable and fulfilling. If travel does temporarily disrupt your routine, don't be too hard on yourself. It happens to the best of us. The most important thing is to resume your routine once you return home, using the momentum of your travel-adapted practices to smoothly transition back to your usual morning rituals. Part 10. Adaptability. The key to managing unpredictable mornings. Life's inherent unpredictability means that no morning routine is immune to disruptions. While these interruptions can feel like setbacks, they don't have to derail your entire day. The secret lies in developing a mindset that is ready to embrace and adapt to changes as they come. Consider Rumana Lasker Dawood, a junior doctor whose daily circumstances are a testament to adaptability. Working in a hospital means her schedule is anything but predictable. Shift changes and rotations are part of her everyday life, making it impossible to stick to a regular wake-up time or a fixed set of morning activities. Instead of letting this disrupt her, she has honed her ability to accept and adjust to changes swiftly, turning flexibility into a core component of her routine. This approach is not just practical for those in high-variability professions. Austin Kleon, a writer, finds disruptions intriguing and often sees them as a welcome break from the monotony. For him, unpredictability can refresh and invigorate his creative process. Taking flexibility to an even greater extent, Leo Babauta, the mind behind Zen Habits, chooses to forgo a rigid routine altogether. Instead, he focuses on a morning ritual centered around mindfulness, adapting to each day as it comes without strict plans. It's important to remember that while routines provide structure, the ultimate goal is to serve your individual needs. As columnist and critic Anna Marie Cox points out, sometimes the achievement might be as simple as getting out of bed, especially when battling personal challenges like depression. The aim is to craft a morning that sets you up for success on your own terms, without being held to external expectations. Thus, while establishing a morning routine is beneficial, being prepared to modify it in response to life's ever-shifting circumstances can make you more resilient and keep your days productive despite the inevitable chaos. Embrace adaptability, not just as a strategy, but as an essential skill for navigating both mornings and life more broadly. Final summary. The common thread among 64 highly successful individuals is their commitment to a structured morning routine. However, the specific activities that compose these routines vary widely, encompassing everything from writing and physical exercise to meditation. What these stories highlight is not the superiority of any particular habit, but rather the importance of finding and sticking to a morning routine that resonates with and benefits you personally. Each featured innovator in this exploration has tailored their morning to leverage their own strengths and address their unique challenges. The underlying principle is clear and universally applicable. A deliberate and thoughtfully constructed morning routine can significantly enhance daily productivity and overall life satisfaction. By understanding and implementing a routine that aligns with your personal needs and goals, you harness the power of your first hours each day, setting a positive and productive tone that can lead to more consistent success and fulfillment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.